It's just after 8 a.m. on a Friday morning, and I'm surrounded by 17 area high school juniors and seniors, dressed in business casual attire and reflecting upon their week. This is the first day back in their typical GoCaps classroom after spending the previous 4 days on-site at Springfield businesses. The group has been learning many important aspects of professionalism and what these businesses have to offer in engineering and manufacturing. One of those students is Wyatt Comstock.
The business things that they're teaching us now in GoCaps, how you should act in a business environment, and all the manufacturing stuff we're seeing now really gets you experience on what you could do when you get out of high school. Like, we've learned the dress code and everything, in an interview, how you should act, and how to write an email, how to leave a voicemail to someone.
Comstock is a senior at Stratford High School who plans to go to welding school after he graduates. He enjoys the freedom to go to different places and appreciates being able to focus on a field of interest rather than normal, everyday, broad high school classes. He believes this experience is better preparing him for what he wants to do.
I think what's different is that they get you out in the world, where in high school you can't really go these places. They actually take you there and show you what it's like, get you the hands-on experience that you'd need to where you could really just go right into that job right after high school.
Overall, there are 34 students like Comstock in the engineering and manufacturing strand, this year representing area participating schools large and small. Darren Earhart, GoCaps instructor, shares the larger group is divided into two smaller classes, one morning, one afternoon.
As a group, as a whole team, you know, all 16, 17 students are getting the opportunity to see these various operations. Now the next part of the program will be for us to work with our business partners to arrange job shadowing opportunities and to arrange projects.
Many of the opportunities, Earhart explains, students have to apply for like any job, with a cover letter and resume, as the students compete for limited positions with certain businesses. He adds that many businesses partner with GoCaps by providing funds, project opportunities, equipment, and host presentations. This classroom space at East Division is being offered through SRC Holdings. Chrissy Schell is Organizational Development Manager. She shares the company has several businesses throughout Springfield, two adjacent to the classroom, providing a unique opportunity for students. Schell says two of last year's students began working at SRC businesses after graduation because of their experience and education. It's crucial, she says, to expose this generation to all of the options the workforce has to offer, because big changes are coming for employers.
It's projected that 77% of baby boomers will be leaving the workforce by 2030. 77% of those with trade skills. And that's a vast gap in our workforce needs.
Beth Ipock, Executive Strategist for Central States Industrial, or CSI, agrees the impending gap is concerning, but the opportunities for others to fill the void is strong. Ipock's enthusiasm is contagious as she shares the history of this company, which was started by her parents in the late 1970s. It makes stainless steel components for numerous businesses, including the pharmaceutical, brewery, and dairy industries.
Handles the fluid that goes in any of those products. A lot of local companies as well as all over the world.
Pride, hard work, and opportunity are core principles she indicates are some of the shared values with the GoCaps program. While college is a component of many of the manufacturing and engineering opportunities, says IPOC, not all good jobs require a four-year college degree.
And people can have a lot of dignity just doing a good job. And all we got to do is let parents and teachers and counselors know what's here in Springfield, because they don't know. And this is a good way to do it.
Brett Soden is principal at Stratford High School, where Comstock attends. He agrees that many people still don't know all of the opportunities out there, but because of this program, they're learning.
They want to see the kids succeed, and I feel like they're trying to draw that draw the students of our day to the businesses and the manufacturing companies and the health sciences, and just trying to get the businesses to see what kids are all about and our kids to see what the businesses are all about.
A native of Stratford, Soden has been principal for the past 11 years. While Soden admits he is still somewhat old school regarding education, he also recognizes how much times have changed and that learning today looks very different from 10 or 20 years ago.
The way we learned back then is not the way kids learn today.
So whether it's offering new technology or affording students more hands-on experience and professional interactions, Soden says the goal is to prepare them for the future. For KSMU's Sense of Community, I'm Teresa Bettman.